All right, welcome back to the Kahalalo Massage Podcast with Aaron. Like I mentioned in the previous podcast, I just came back a couple weeks ago from Korea, my second visit. So this time around, I needed to get a massage from a quote-unquote professional someplace in Korea. I had never gotten a massage internationally before, so me being a massage therapist, I always want to try to learn something new, especially in a foreign country, especially in Korea, since I've become so fond of the culture, music, food, all that kind of stuff. So I was able to schedule an appointment at my hotel, the Hotel Riviera in Gangnam. You have access to the massages 24/7. You can call in to get an appointment, but I guess you might get priority when you are staying at the hotel. So I had gone in the morning to schedule the appointment for about 8 p.m. because I was coming back from sightseeing and all that. There was a little bit of a language barrier when scheduling the appointment, as well as during the appointment, but we'll get into that in a little bit. The people in general were very helpful in leading me through the facilities. At the Hotel Riviera, there's a sauna, there's a pool, I think there's a driving range downstairs, so you could get pretty lost in there. So they did a good job of getting me from the locker room to the treatment table. So needless to say, I'm not one to get massages very often, you know, outside of when we were in massage school. You know, I got one a while ago from Body Mind Spa, that was probably in 19, wow. And I had never gotten a hotel massage. When I hear hotel massage experience, I think of super foo-foo, super expensive, pretty much all the things I don't want. So this massage was for 90 minutes at 140,000 won, so it's a little over $115, $120 for the 90 minutes. So pretty close to the going rate, if not a little cheaper, especially in the U.S. and especially at a hotel, right? I think you'd spend probably close to $200 anywhere in Hawaii for a 90-minute massage. So when I got there, they asked what room I was in. They were a little confused, but they told me go into the back, change clothes. So I went into the locker room, about to change clothes. They told me I could take a shower, but just before I took a shower, the guy grabbed my hand and, you know, set me up in the treatment room. The room itself felt very capsule hotel. I saw the table, typical probably 6-foot table with a 36-inch width. There was only maybe a foot and a half of space around the table toward the head. So your head was inside of the capsule. I think the height was probably 9 feet. Kind of tall, but it puts you right into this massage table. The table itself was very warm. They put a warmer, I think, underneath and a towel. It was almost too warm at times because there was no circulation of air in that room or whatever you want to call it. I know how I do massages, and I know a lot of you guys out there do a lot of prep before you do the massage. That's standard operating procedure, especially in the United States. So pretty much when I was on the table, she barely introduced herself. I don't even know what her name was, but she just started working on me, started face down. It felt like she was kind of playing piano on my neck and upper traps with finger pressure that was decent. And she was able to hit some spots, but that was maybe every fifth time. It wasn't like she came back to those spots to address them. It was more just hit them, move around. That happened for about 10, 15 minutes, and then she left. What I gather was that she had called my room to tell me that I missed the appointment, except I was already there. So once that was cleared up, she did come back, and it felt like she proceeded to stand on my back for like the mid and lower back. So like I said, the room wasn't that high, but I think she's able to prop herself up. I was bigger than her, so she was kind of like, I think she was kind of scared that I was. So when she stepped on my back, there was some, you know, every so often she hit the right place, but once she hit it once, that was the last time. And then she worked on, you know, hamstrings, calves, and those felt really good because, you know, I was walking 7-8 miles in Korea. You know, those spots felt good. Calf work, a little rough, but necessary. I was flipped over. You know, she applied lotion to my face. She kind of slapped it around, you know, for that tightening sensation. Put the little face mask on, let it sit there, took that off, put the hot towel on my face. And that probably was like 30 minutes of the massage. So during that time, she would walk away and then come back. So she, you know, wipe my face off, all that sort of stuff. She did a little bit of head and neck stretches, range of motion included, very minimal shoulder work and low back. But she essentially grabbed me and kind of pulled me backwards. And then, and at that point, pretty much it was done. You know, she didn't do reflexology or anything on the feet. She just kind of told me to leave and don't wash my face with too abrasive material or scrubbing. So yeah, that was the massage. So after getting back to my room and thinking, you know, that it wasn't necessarily disappointing, but it wasn't what I expected. I did a little bit of research, which this is very interesting to me. So, you know, the Japanese invaded Korea in the early 1900s, and during that time, they tried to get rid of all the Korean fortune tellers and mystics. And so what they did allow those people to do, these people who are usually legally blind, to become massage therapists, to have a job and a sense of place in society. That's maintained itself all the way through, like, even up until, like, the early 2000s, where, like, in 2006, the non-visually impaired people began to protest because they started to feel discriminated against because they can't do massages legally unless they were blind. In 2008, Korea's highest court upheld that ruling. This has happened a few more times, but it's hard to say what's wrong because you know you're employing people who may not have jobs in general to be successful, money-earning people in society. I guess if you wanted more information, you can look up Article 82 of the Korean Medical Act. So technically, in Korea, there's only 1,300 officially recognized massage businesses. And you're supposed to check out the Daehan Massage Therapist Association website for more information. Those guys are the ones that are credentialed. I think something like there's less than 10,000 recognized massage therapists in Korea. The major massage business in Korea is called the foot spa because they can't really say they do massage because technically it's illegal for sighted people to do massage. But since like the Olympics have come to Seoul a couple times, they're now allowing sighted people to do, you know, sports massage and maybe like a Thai massage or something. So you see those listed in, you know, like in the yellow pages or whatever, but technically those are illegal. So I know next time I go to Korea, I'm going to try and look up one of these officially recognized massage businesses through the Daehan Massage Therapist Association, just to see what type of schooling they need, what type of educational background. Because you got to think that they got to have something legitimate, like there's legitimate training, especially since Koreans are so health and body conscious, and you know they're a highly stressed society. You know, there's like 26 million people living in Seoul or something like that. I mean, it is just so population dense that you know that they need, you know, they're stressed, and you know, soju and beer can only help so much, of course. But yeah, that's all I got for this time around. If you guys have any questions or comments, let me know. If you guys want me to try out a specific massage place in Korea, if you guys know something like that, let me know about that. I should get massages here in Hawaii. Yeah, I know, but I haven't gotten around to it yet. I'll do it soon. But thanks for listening, and I will talk to you guys later.